Radio 1, it's 5:32. That was Captain and Glorious. Now, I would like you to cast your minds back to May when we had a call from a guy called Trevor. And Trevor wanted to nominate someone for a random act of kindness, and that person was his niece, Ellie. I'm sure you remember this, back in May. Ellie was just 5 years old when she was diagnosed with a Wilms tumour on her kidney, which is a type of cancer of the kidneys. Despite all that, and all the months of chemotherapy and radiotherapy she had to go through, Ellie always seemed to have just a big, massive smile on her face. Basically, an amazingly brave and inspirational five-year-old little girl. Now, Trevor got in touch with us at the time to see if there was anything we could do because of Ellie's love of all things Westlife. So we organised a little surprise.
Hello?
Hello, is Ellie there, please?
Ellie, yeah, hang on a minute. Ellie? Yeah. Hang on a second.
Hello.
Hello, is that Ellie?
Who is it? Hi Ellie, this is Kian here from Westlife. Ellie?
She's gone all shy.
Now, despite her getting all shy when her hero Kian phoned her up, Kian invited Ellie and her family to go and see Westlife in concert. But I'm really and truly devastated to tell you this. We've just had a call with some extremely sad news today. Despite battling so hard against her cancer, Ellie sadly passed away at home on Friday. She was only 5 years old, but she really touched everybody who was lucky enough to meet her or speak to her. Ellie was genuinely a little princess and one of the bravest and most inspirational people we've ever had on this show. So please, keep her parents, Emma and Dean, and her sisters, Sophie and Paris, in your thoughts and prayers tonight. This is her favourite song. This is for Ellie.
Everybody's looking for that something. One thing that makes it all. I'm flying without
Westlife and Flying Without Wings. Thank you so, so much to everyone who has just sent in messages about the really sad news about our little friend Ellie. I will make sure that we do pass them all on. And a lot of people on the text and email are asking if there's anything you can do. Ellie's family have been in touch and they've said that if anybody would like to, they can make a donation in Ellie's name to Macmillan Nurses or Acorns Children's Hospice Trust. That's Macmillan Nurses or Acorns Children's Hospice Trust in Ellie's name, because they've been really helpful to them. And thank you very much for all your messages about Ellie. We will make sure we pass them on to the family. This is Radio 1.